The Gemara says, "Hamikalas for b'shem mi nalan the gamalkas yivulei ma'isa amr lazer b'shay yomer kra in lo tishmar," etc. Ksev iflasham dakos cha haflazu in yudei mahu. What does it mean? Hiflo makos shomer in kilo shem kolafana yomer flazu malkos. Right, it says makos, it says yifla, which is reminiscent of Lashon Pilo. That shows you get malkos. What does any of this have to do with the Kalachim Rebbe Shem? So what was skipped in the Lechuli is in Lashon Malasso, it's called the Rantar Azazel, from the same as, Lir As Hashem, right, to fear the name. So if you use the name for Klala, then you get malkos. So the Gemara just asks, hold on, this is the general thing about Yir As Hashem, about the name of God. The Gemara says, aim or a filish was emes. You might think that it's not. Who says it's only referring to something as bad as klala? Maybe even something as benign as shvus emes. You would get, because after all, you did use the name of God, and we all know from various places in Shas, including Sefer Shvus, that someone who's really Yirei Hashem won't swear at all, being for truth, being for falsehood. There's actually a bit of a discussion here in the Mefarshim, in this Havamina. There's a Havamina Shvus Emes. What's the next Havamina? The next Havamina, after we get through a little bit of discussion of this, is Motzim Shemayim Latala, right? There's Havamina Shvus Emes, and we go through a little bit of discussion. Havamina Motzim Shemayim Latala, and the Maskan is that it's referring to Mekalot Chavir B'Shem. According to this Havamina of Shvus Emes and Motzim Havamina, one, Shvus Emes. Two, Motzi, Shem Shemayim, Levatala. The obvious question is, if you want to get Malkus for Shvus Emes or Motzi, Shem Shemayim, Levatala, the obvious question is, what's the Azhara? So what's the Azhara? If you get Malkus for Kalach or Shem, I understand, lost Kalach Hirish. But we learn the Chirish Lav Dafka because of the Tzara Shava of Chirish and Dayan and Nasi. But what's the Azhara if it's about Shem Shemayim Latalor in this Havamina Shvus Emes? So, Tosfos says one day, Mekalas Chavir B'Shem Yinolon, in Lo Shvala Sosfos Fla Vazhara Semihacha. What's the Azhara at this stage of the Gemara? Lo Sekala Chirish. The Azhara for Klal is Lo Sekala Chirish. And according to that first Shavir Shatosos, he doesn't explain what the Azhara is for the Havamina. Inami mehaikra gufe, or he brings up a possibility, what's the Azhara mehaikra gufe? Where is there an Azhara mehaikra gufe? Anyone find an Azhara? In Los Ishmor Lasos, Kaldivet, Razos, Exbim, Sevazeli, Raz Hashem. So there's a lot, first of all, there's a Lashon Lo, and the Shomer is an Al, right? He Shomer, Pen Baal is a lot. In Los Shmor Lasos, so it says Los Shmor Lasos, if you're not Shomer, you get Malkus, meaning you should be Shomer, right? Meaning, you forget about the law of that. But you should be Shomer. If you should be Shomer, that's Loshen of Azhara. So, Tosos, Inami says the Azhara is in Los Shmor Lasos, with the assumption that this is the Loshen of Azhara, even though there's no commandment there, right? I mean, that's why it's not a Dover Pashut, meaning in the end, we don't count this one in 365 Lafim. Why? It's not a commandment. It's a Tanakh. If you're not Tishmor Lasos, then you get punishments, right? Meaning it's in the concept of the Tocha, and here it's being Darshan as a specific punishment of Malkus. But, at least in the Havim, we can understand it's an Azhara. The Shittim Gubatsis in Os Yudbeis, Amar Filoshos Emes, Vazarasim Es Hashem Lekechatira, Inami Mi'im Liyira, so he says in Melchishem Shemayim Vatala and the Havim Shuras Emes, he has two pshatim. His second pshat was Im Liyira, which I assume means Im Lo Tishmor La'asot Im Liyira. This is also Shittim Kubetzes. Right, this is also his Inami. But then, the Shittim Kubetzes, in his first Peirush says, from Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. What's the problem with Es Hashem Elokecha Tira as an Azhara?
There's no lav.
There's no lav as an Azhara Saseh. So happy to have me as Azhara Saseh. So that's not necessarily a problem. The Gemara, the Gemara later on goes into the issue of Azhar Saseh. This later on, the Gemara says Azhar Saseh doesn't count. But here, in the Havmina, Azhar Saseh does count. It could be a Havmina, meaning later on the Gemara deals with a Havmina. Havmina is that Azhar Saseh, Havya Azhara. Okay. Yeah.
It's an Imli Yirah, the Pasuk.
Oh, sorry, am I reading this? Did I just put two and two together and make five? Ina, Vasami Esa Shem Lekecha Tira. Oh, okay, so first of all, Ina, Einami from, oh, you're right. Im Lira. Ma Shem Lekecha Shem Lekecha Tira. You're right. I apologize. Shidu Vetsif says, Esa Shem Lekecha Tira. Inami im lira, meaning two positive commandments in the Torah, right? Either you should be Yari Hashem, or what does Hashem want from you that you should be Yari Him? Either way, it's an Azhar Saseh, right? For him, it's an Azhar Saseh, according to the Baruch Shatim. I'm sorry. Now, let's read on a little more and see if there is there a third possibility? Nahami? Okay, let's read on a little more. So, Eimer Shuas Emes, Eimer Filo Shuas Emes, maybe every usage of Hashem should get mounted in Shuas Emes. No, be had you accept Shuas Emes, what do you mean? Look at all of Matzia and all of Mesechus Shuas. So, it says you're supposed to swear, so obviously it can't be Havera. So, Eimer, Hani Mila Fais Chavera, well, Milka Lucky. May, what's the Hav mean at this point? Hav means you swear the Fais Chavera, means you owe your friend a Shvua, if you're Shuas HaShomer, and whatever other case might come up in the Chumash, right? You owe your friend a shvua because he gave you his bicycle to watch, and now his bicycle's gone, but you get malchus. Okay, what does Rashi and Rabbi Gershom say? Afilu shvus emes, the feis chavir, shlo yetovo mama, meaning this is what you say to your friend to get out of the fact that he's asking you for money, but milka lucky, but you still get malchus. Oh, well, maybe that's only a shvua because you got into a situation where you would have a... where you would have a shua. So Rashi says that the hav mina here is that the Torah tells you to swear, but you get malchus. But you get malchus. Now, is this a funny hav mina? It's a very funny hav mina, right? If the Torah told you to do something, even if the Torah told you you could do something, it's hard to call that an aveira. Now, Rashi says you shouldn't have been in the situation. But Lamaisa, once you're in the situation, the Torah lets you swear, it's hard to imagine why you should get malchus for doing something that the Torah writes you should do.
Why?
What?
You have an isha yoledet has to bring a karma, and there's a mitzvah period of reva. Clearly she has to do that, and she's forced into making these things that she has to bring a karma. Why should she have to bring a karma?
Aha! So what you're saying is there are people who need... you know, a certain degree of kapara or something like that, even though they didn't do anything wrong. Right, but no one ever claimed that a carbon is well, it's certainly simple pshat. No one ever claimed that a carbon is a punishment for an aveira. Right, Bezin is a punishment for an aveira. I mean, what aveira did she do? The answer is, even if you don't do an aveira, sometimes, right, but here, what aveira did he do? So who's bothered by this line in the Gemara? Anyone? Notice who's bothered by this line in the Gemara? I don't know where it is in the Oz V'Hadar, but in the old-fashioned source of Shas, quotes from Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos, the Ramban says there can't be such a hapmina that you get malchus for doing what it says in the Torah. What did the Ramban say? If you look, everyone have Dalid, like under the Gemara in the old-fashioned ones? You have Dalid. Kolomar, shiti yeshua shomer muteris lofiz daichus v'alabayis, while yulok el shuas emes shenish v'mi atzimul shuas bitoy. Ayn Ramban is a seizayim sefer mitzvos. The Ramban is a sugya of saying sefer mitzvos says precisely that. Says the Ramban, it doesn't mean that you should swear shuas Hashem or get malchus for it, like Rashi. It means that the havmin is that it's only mutter if you need it for your friend in Bezdin, but other true shuas should get malchus. That's what Ramban means. Other true shuas should get malchus. Avol milka lucky if it's not the feis chaver of Bezdin. So according to Ramban, this line where it makes perfect sense. The Havmina is that even though the Torah says Shuas Emti Eben Shneim, that's only if you're Chayiv in Bezdin. Otherwise, you get Malchus and it's Usser. Rashi is a little peculiar, because Rashi says you're doing what the Torah says and you still get Malchus. Which Morty says,
you know,
but you'd very male long. But what is, I think, clear in Rashi?
No, it's important that he says, that they turn the other cheek. In other words, you should pay even if you don't deserve to pay, which is really absurd. Because in other words, it's saying don't be a showman because you might have to pay against the truth. Right. So you can't.
So now I think what's the simplest shot? The Lanias Daiti. Can you call it an Avera to take a Shavuos HaShomer? Is it usher to take a Shavuos HaShomer? That's what I'm asking. According to the Ramban, it's clear. It's mutter to take Shavuos HaShomer, and it's usher to swear truthfully stam. Okay, that's a reasonable havamina. It's not true in the end, but it's a havamina. According to Rashi, is it mutter to take Shavuos HaShomer when you get Malkus, or usher to take Shavuos HaShomer when you get Malkus? It seems like it's mutter. Hard to say that it's usher to take Shavuos HaShomer. So according to Rashi, you're doing something mutter, and you still get Malkus. Now, again, a lot of people do mutter things and they have to bring karbanos. We never found someone does a mutter thing and gets malchus, have we? According to Rashi then, for what azhara do you get the malchus in the havamina? I think Pasha is according to Rashi, not for any azhara. How can you say doing what the Torah says, Shvashim Shiv Nishnaim, is violating an azhara, is an avera in the Torah? I think for Rashi, you have to say that you get malchus not for doing an avera. You get malchus just, even though you didn't do an avera, you get malchus for using the Shem Hashem. Anyway, you use the Shem Hashem, gets malchus, even though he didn't do something usher. I think that's Pashut Pshat in Rashi.
Rashi says, He should have been like, you know, turn the other cheek. That's what he's saying.
Because it's usher to not pay the money and take the shul.
Right, in other words, you got into the situation. He's to obey you. You're a miscame. So you have to pay. That's all. You didn't want to pay. So then you have to be over and up there. That's what he seems to be saying. Because why does he add that? What does it mean?
I understand, but that's a very radical idea. I don't know. Let's just, what's this havina of the fayes es chavero? Aval Milka Lucky. Let's just review. The Ramban says it's two different cases. Right? Lefayis Havero is Shvuas Hadayonim. And Milka Lucky is other Shvuas Emes. In which case, this does not bother us at all philosophically. Rashi and Rebbe Gershom says the same thing. Say it's one case. The Torah tells you to do it, but you get malchus. Now, what is Rashi? Maybe you shouldn't have been in this situation in the first place. But what avera did you do? It's hard to imagine it's an avera. It's hard to imagine it's an avera. Nirlani is daiti for Rashi. You could say a third shot. Rashi and Rebbe Gershom. It's not malchus for an avera. It's not malchus for an azhara. It's just malchus for saying Shem Hashem. It's just malchus for using Shem Hashem. Whoever uses Shem Hashem gets malchus, even if he used Shem Hashem beheter, he still gets malchus. Not malchus for avera, malchus for Shem Hashem, even beheter. I think there could be tremendous chiddush in Rashi. What's the chiddush in Rashi? This malchus is not malchus of an avera. This malchus is malchus of Shem Hashem. Certain things have a cost. The cost of Shem Hashem is malchus, even if we don't catch you on any avera. I think maybe after you could say that this explains, I think it's really like a strange havamina. If so, if this really a havamina, that the malchus here is the malchus of Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem carries with it malchus, even if you don't. Even if you haven't done violating Azhara, even if you haven't violated Azhara, because again, it's hard to say Bezin lets you violate an Azhara. It's hard to say Bezin encourages you to violate an Azhara. That, you explain a strange happening. You know, the Rambam says, tell me what line of this is strange. Okay, Yoni, tell me what line of this Rambam is strange. Says the Rambam in Perkof Vav of Sanhedrin Halacha Dalid. Eino loke, you don't get Malkus from a Kalil Anche Yisru both the Adim Kasharkal Chai Vilavim. You don't get malchus until you have asra in front of Eden like other chayvei lav. Aval lo haisa shem asra, etc., etc., then you don't get malchus. What's strange about this Rambam? Rav says, Makalska or Shane, you don't get Malkus unless you have Hasra. Without Hasra, you don't get Malkus. So the Kesem Mishnah asks, since when does the Rambam need to tell us you don't get Malkus without Hasra? Isn't it obvious you don't get Malkus without Hasra? Like, Kishar Chayvulam. Why does the Rambam need to tell us that, oh, this also needs Hasra? So it could be that this is the same Havamina, right? Of Rambam Sanhedrin. Obviously, there's a Havamina. You would get Malkos without Hasra. Why is there a Havamina you get Malkos without Hasra? Why is there a Havamina you should get Malkos without Hasra? Well, since when do you have Havamina you get Malkos without Hasra? So the Kesem Mishnah says two deyas. His second deya is a little, you know, more, you know, he says, well, maybe since people usually curse on the spur of the moment, you would think that it's too impractical to give them Hasra. All right, I mean, people usually do a lot of curses on the spur of the moment, yet we have to give them Hasra. His first shot is, you would think this is a special din and not the normal rule of Malkus. That, therefore, since it's a special din, it applies even that Hasra. I think what he's saying, you would think this Malkus is not for doing an Aveira. This Malkus is for being a non-Yirei Hashem. For being a non-Yirei Hashem. It's not for doing an Aveira. If the Malkus were doing an Aveira, what's the Havamina Hasra? The Havamina is the Malkus not for an Aveira, at least in the Havamina. The Havamina is the Malkus is for being a person who's not Yirei Hashem. Do you have to do an Aveira to be a non-Yirei Hashem? No. You could be a non-Yirei Hashem without an Aveira. You just are the kind of person, you know, the kind of person who ends up taking Shavuos HaDayanim, even though he hasn't done anything usher, even though we let him do it, is not the kind of person who's Yirei Hashem.
Why is that a chisorn in
Yiras Hashem? Because even though you haven't done anything usher, a Yirei Hashem wouldn't have been in this situation. I don't know. It's not my problem, Hal. Meaning, I can't identify what he did wrong. Then it would be an Aveira.
I don't think it's so much a year. One can explain it that someone who uses Shame Hashem is being something has happened to it, and you have to fix it. It's not, and that's why.
Based on your comparison to the Oledus. Right, okay. That's quite possible, I admit. But again, it's a funny happening to the Rambam. You get Malkus that Hasra. He has to tell you twice. Ain loke elam came hisrobo if they ate them, aval lo hisrobo, etc. Ain loke. Maybe the having is this is not Malkus of Azhara. This is Malkus of Shem Hashem. Again, it's a Havamina.
What's
he saying? He's saying, read me the Kesem Mishnah. Right, since it's a Chiddush, what's the Chiddush? You really don't deserve Malkus for the lav, right? You really don't deserve Malkus for the lav of Makal Chavira. What? Okay, you could say technical Chiddush. I mean, just technical. Once you have a Chiddush, so Achiev Zimran Kosov will call him a favorish. Okay, well, maybe that the Kesem Mishnah is more technical, if you wish. But it's definitely a peculiar. It's definitely a peculiarity, and it's definitely a peculiarity. I don't know, you have to see if he says the same thing by Shua. It'd be interesting to see. But it could be that it's just a technical point. Well, once there's a Chiddush, then the Rambam has to tell us everything again. Or it could be, no, there's a Havamina, there's not Malkus of Azhara, there's Malkus of Shem Hashem, not Malkus for Azhara, Malkus for Shem Hashem, and therefore you would think there's nothing to do with Hasra. You know, it's not for the Azhara you violated. Kamash Malan, no, you still need Azhara, it's still for the Avera, this is only a Havamina. So you have three ways of reading the Havamina. Either the Havamina is in Los Hashmol Asos Zalav, the Havamina is that it's an Isra Seh, because it says many places, Shidim Yatz tells us twice about Yiras Hashem, and you violated the Azhara Saseh, and the Havamina Azhara Saseh counts. Or maybe the Havamina has nothing to do with Azhara, it's a special parsha of Malkos that's not because of an Azhara, that's just because of, that's just the result of saying Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem has a price, has a totzah. When you say Shem Hashem, the price is that Malkus comes, that Malkus falls upon you. Whether you did it, whether you violated a specific Azhara that we can put our finger on, or whether you did not. Okay, that's the Havamina. Let's continue the Havamina a little. Yeah.
Is it also possible that the Torah is mechayev to do an Isser in order that you're able to then get Kahara through Malkus?
That's a big Chiddush. You want to read in Rashi, the Torah tells you to do an Aveira.
You're holding by kind of a limbo where you don't really have Kapara. The Torah tells you
I don't know. It's you have to go up the hill. There's an Israel speech medrash. See what they say. It's a little too radical for me. Say, I got five or something. Okay, there you'll find a more receptive audience.
Just to clarify, the Chachamim she was
Chachamim,
no?
It, that's not Chachamim, Shimon, and Lachor, Chachamim. So the only person trying to
figure out why she's Chachamim, Chachamim, Chachamim,
Chachamim. That's a big machlokas, but all the Mepharshim don't. Okay, but let's leave that for now. Okay, continuing in the Havmina. Okay, let's just finish up the Havmina. Amar, Fuel Shuos, Emes, Mehedik, Shuos, Jem, Tevish, Shem, Amar, Hani, Milo, Fais, Chavir, Milko, Laki. No, lo masas amrs. That's it. Shmo tishaveya. Obviously, even a regular shmos emes is mutter. It says b'shmo tishaveya. I'm going to lichdrab them. Rav Gittel, Rav, and I should find the kind of suggestion. Emes shvat tivakim. Emes shvat tivakim. Zidkecha. No, that b'shmo tishaveya. Maybe it means it's only mutter to swear to do mitzvos to support this pasuk in Tehillim that says the Rishonim explained we couldn't have learned just from Tehillim because that's not in the Chumash. So obviously, the pasuk in Tehillim needs a pasuk in Chumash to be its source. David HaMelech needs a source of Chumash, so maybe that's just a heter to swear to kind of mitzvahs. Agav, I put in brackets, a big, big machlokas Rishonim. If you look at that Ron, there's Mitzayin, whether the, when he says, Minayin, Shnishpon, Lekayim, Etz HaMitzvahs, is the Shvua Chal? Or is the Shvua Nachal? Normally we assume that Moshe Yom Har Sinai, where you already swore to keep the Torah at Har Sinai, you can't make another Shvua on the Torah. So that's being machlokes Rishonim. The Ron that I put in the brackets here says the chiddush of Rav Gidol is that not the chiddush Rav Gidol says. He says the shvuah is chal and it's mutter to say. Most of the other Rishonim, as pointed out by the Gilgin Ashas there and the Shabbat of the Ram and the Tosfos there and the Tosfos written there, sound like it's not chal. It's just mutter to do anyway because you're giving yourself a chizuk to do mitzvahs. Okay, that's something you're not going to get into now. Is it chal? Is it not chal? Again, the Ran holds it's chal. Tosos and the Rid there and the Rambam sounds like it is not chal, but either way, it's mutter.
What's nafkamina?
Nafkamina is if you violate it, you get malchus for lo yachal devar. Right?
In addition to,
well, you might not get a punishment. I swear to put on tefillin, so if I don't put on tefillin, I don't get a punishment. The question is now, if I get a malchus for, or depending on exactly what the case is, would I get punished? So that's a big nafkamina. Haksim karachmino bosipak v'shmo tishaveya. Okay, we'll just read this more. One way it says v'shmo tishaveya twice in the Chumash. Right, if you look at the side, one is in Dvarim Yud, one is in Dvarim Vav. So therefore, one is that you can swear to do mitzvahs. The other is even that you can swear a regular shvuas emes. Ela, okay, so therefore it can't be there's an Isser Shvuas Emes. Agav, there's a big machlokes Rishonim here, which we won't get into either. But if you look at the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, say Zayin, the machlokes in the Rambam and most of the other Rishonim, Hishmol Tishavei in the end, is it a mitzvah or a Rishus to take a Shvuas Emes? The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah say to take Shvuas Emes and it's a form of Kavan Hashem to swear in his name truthfully. Meaning, the Hav means that it's usher. Kamashla, no, it's a mitzvah to take a Shavuos Emes. It's a mitzvah to take a Shavuos Emes. Adrabba, you mechabed Hashem by using his name truthfully. And the Ramban there argues and says, no, he thinks just a Rishus to take his name, a Rishus to take a Shavuos Emes, or maybe an Isra say to take a Shavuos Sheker. So the Maskana, you know, you have Uvishmo Tishaveya. The Rambam says, mitzvah, to take a Shavuos Emes, exactly the hefech of the Havamina. The Ramban says, it's just a heter to take a Shavuos Emes. If you don't deny it, it's mutter to take a Shavuos Emes. And even then, he says, only mutter to take a Shavuos Emes if you're very, 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 very careful about it. And then the Ramban suggests, alternatively, his second shot is that it's an Isser Asay. Well, here it's a... there's actually a few different formulations. If you look at the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos, I'll just read you his formulation. I'll compare it with the... right here, the Ramban on Sefer Mitzvos. It's the same one that... not the same one, but the same one that was in the Masorah Shashasir Os Dalid, says that... it's an Isra say b'shmo tishaveya Isra say al shvua b'shem Elohim Achirim, and that's what the Raivit also agrees with in the Hasagas to the list of the sacred mitzvahs at the beginning of Mishnah Torah. B'shmolti Shaveya is not a mitzvah to swear in his name. It's an issur to swear in anyone else's name, right? So if I swear by Yashka or by any of the other, you know, competitors floating around the world, or by Zeus, right? That's what they say, by Zeus, right? So if I say that, then I violate this assay. So that's a big machlokas. The Rambam has this tremendous chiddush there. It's a good thing to swear truthfully. And the whole deal in the Achronim, under what circumstances, under broad or narrow circumstances, most Rishonim don't agree with them. They say either it's a heter, which is pshat in our Gemara, plus pshat in our, it's a heter taka. We thought it was an Isra commercial, a heter, or maybe it's an Isra assay to swear by other, powers. It's actually a whole discussion in the Rambam. Before Shem, how can we find Chazal swearing by other things? Not by the gods, Chas v'Shalom. How can they swear by Moshe? They swear by the Torah. All right, we're not going to get into that. Is it really awesome to swear by Moshe in the Torah? That's just shorthand for the one who revealed himself to Moshe, the one who revealed the Torah, or it's much to swear by Moshe in the Torah because they're not gods. All right, not getting into this. Now, for the Nefkamina would be, you know, is it awesome to swear by Muhammad? He's not a god, but on the other hand, it's not shorthand for Hashem. All right, not for now. Don't do it. Back to our story. So the Gemara says, "Ela l'may also mekalas chayiv shame." Therefore, shnei kibbutz talking shulos emes, so must be talking mekalas chayiv shame. The aim of the motzi shame shemayim levatala. No, mi gar mekalas chayiv shame. He motzi shame shemayim levatala. He says, so what if it is for motzi shame shemayim levatala? Mekalas chayiv shame is also motzi shame shemayim levatala. So it should be. So it should be aser. No, hachkash la'im mol shim shvayim atol tzitzlim malkus mekal chavir b'shein came at the avatarti k'map shim shvayim atol k'msal l'chavri lo tzitzlim malkus. The hami is that no, maybe only mol shim shvayim atol against malkus, but mekal chavir b'shein would do two things wrong. Be'on l'makom, he used Hashem's name for no reason, and be'on l'chavir, when he cursed to speak, hurt his friend, should be worse than malkus. So, lo matzah zamras can't be. And here there are like two different, not clear what the Gersa is. Our Gersa is Lo Matzis Amris, Dichsib, Lo Sakal Chirish, Vi Amar Bishalom, Lo Kalis Chavir, Lo Sarasa, Mihacha, Dichsib, Lo Sakal Chirish, El I Amar, Motzi Shem Shemayin, Lo Atala, Azarasa, Mihacha. So it must be that the Malkus is from Kalis Chavir Bishem, because Lo Sakal Chirish, if it's from Kalis Chavir Bishem, is not Azara, if it's Motzi Shem Shemayin, Lo Atala, is not Azara, Al Malo. Why can't that be Azara? Also Savon, how Azara is not Sehu? Azara is Sehu, don't count. There's only an Azar Slav for Mekal Chayiv Shem. They're different yourselves here, as we know, Rashi and the Shita have a Gersa of Inami. They have two possible answers. Either it says Lo Sakal Chayirish, and we know Lo Sakal Chayirish gets Malkos because it's sounds like Losa Kalochirish. Well, Rashi's 2 days. Okay. According to Rashi's Girsa Kitsa, there are two answers. Either it says Losa Kalochirish, and we know Losa Kalochirish gets Malkos, which is Mafrich, the previous possibility, or because Klala has a lav, and Moshe Shemayim Tal does not have a lav. Okay, the details, Ayin Shem in Rashi, and Shem Kibetz is a slightly different version. Bottom line, I just want to point out, there's a famous Machlokas, Rambam, and Raivit here, about the maskana, right? The maskana, it's talking about mekalel es chaviro b'shem. The maskana, it's talking about mekalel es chaviro b'shem. What's the machlokas Rambam Raivid?
Shame.
Right.
Real shame.
The Rambam, what about mekalel b'kinoi? So the Rambam says Chayiv Malkus, right? And who agrees with the Rambam? If you look in the Knesset Rishonim here, he brings that the Chinuch, the Smag, and the Urayim agree with the Rambam. So the Rambam is not a Shitas Yachid, the Chinuch, the Smag, and the Urayim. The Raivit says you're Potter because it's not the shame, right? The Kinu is not a shame, right? And who agrees with the Raivit? So I pointed out here, Rashi and Shavuos, right, seems to agree with the, seems pretty clearly to agree with the Raivid. Rashi in Shavuos when he talks about, over here it also sounds a little that way, but much more so. In Shavuos when he talks about Mechalel Chavir B'Shem in the Karol Sugya, Rashi says, Shem HaMiyuchad, right? And Rabbeinu Gershom here also sounds that way. Rabbeinu Gershom in the beginning of our Sugya says, B'Shem HaKodesh, which, I mean, why is he having B'Shem HaKodesh? So, it's not 100% clear, but it sounds like he's agreeing with the Raven and Frashel that way. Anyway, that makes sense. And Rabbeinu Yerucham also. If you look up the Rabbeinu Yerucham, I looked it up, Nasif Yadalid, Halachas, also agrees. So we have Rashi, Rabbeinu Yerucham, and Lachora, the Mashmaos of Rabbeinu Gershom, or Hagola, when he says, Shem HaKodesh, why do you have to say Kodesh? So it sounds like he doesn't just mean Shem HaKodesh as opposed to the name of someone else. Like, I don't think he just means the name of God as opposed to the name of your grandmother, or the name of God as opposed to the name of your neighbor's idol. Shem HaKodesh, the holy name of God as opposed to the regular name. So it sounds like he holds the same thing. It's not exactly clear what they're arguing about. What's the makor? Well, what does our Gemara sound like? Who does our Gemara sound like? Argamor sounds like, what does Argamor say so bad about Mikal Chavir B'Shem? You're Mitzar Chavir, and you're mostly Shem Shemayim the Vatala. Okay, what Shem Shemayim is it also Otsi the Vatala? What? Or what are you? What is it Otsi, also being Otsi the Vatala? What can't you say the Vatala?
Shem Shem.
Right, the actual Shem, right? The Kinoi. We never heard you can't say Kinoi the Vatala, right? Have you ever heard of an Isser of Motsi Kinoi the Vatala? You know, let's say Harachwan for no reason? You know,
Lachora. Big trouble if you want.
What?
He'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, Lachora, Rachel Mechanon, we never heard that it's usher for no reason. And not only that, meaning, you know, people do it. People do it. So Lachora, the Ravid, Svara, is that, you know, Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala only applies to shame, not to a kinoi. Okay, and that's based on our sugya. What's the svara of the Rambam? So first of all, they point out the Rambam has a Masechet Sofrim backing him up. Now, Masechet Sofrim is not a real Masechet. You know, it's not from the Amoraim necessarily, or not always from the Amoraim. But nonetheless, it's Mefurish Masechet Sofrim in front of the daf here that Chanan Rachma Rechapayim Rechesed Elchachem Lachem Roman Gadol Nora Elyon Sadek Yosha Chasid Tam Gibar Re'elin Nebchakim. They're not real shame. Most of them Mekalel Behem Asmer Rechayim Achas. But if you're Mekalel, you still get Malkos, right? So the Rambam is Mefurish Masechet Sofrim. That if you're Mekalel, you get Malkus. It's not the way it sounds from Torah, but it's Mefurish and Sofrim. So from a technical perspective, you could say, well, if something Mefurish and Masechet Sofrim, does that beat something that sounds like from Masechet Torah, which is a real Masechet? So the Ravid says, forget the fake Masechet, right? Masechet Sofrim is just one day in the Golem. Masechet Torah sounds like me. The Rambam maybe took it a little more seriously. But in terms of the Svara, so the question is, what's the Svara of the Rambam? What's the svar of the Rambam? After all, it doesn't seem to be motzi shem shemayim levatala to say chanan v'rachem. So what's the svar of the Rambam? Right, look what Agamar says. Motzi shem shemayim levatala. Right? So, so l'chora, the Rambam would say, well, on the simple level, the Rambam would say that Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala is only the Havmina. The Havmina or Gemara is that it's because of Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, right? The Havmina is that Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala gets Malkus, and that what's bad about Mekalel was two things. Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala and Mitzar Es Chaveiro, right? But that's only in the Havmina. The Maskana is, what's Maskana? Maskana is Losa Kalacherish, right? Maskana is Losa Kalacherish Onesh Halav Deklala. So the Ora, So, and that's what the Grid says. The Grid says what the basis of their machlokas. The Grid says the basis of the machlokas is to what extent does the Havmina live in the Maskana? Now, obviously the Havmina doesn't really live in the Maskana because most of Shimshmai and Batala doesn't get Malkus. Question is, does the Havmina half live in the Maskana? What would the Rai would say? Most of Shimshmai and Batala plus Mitzar Chavero. That's the Gemara says. What's wrong with Kala? Moshe Shemayin Latola plus Mitzar Chavero. Not only are you Moshe Shemayin Latola, you're Moshe Shemayin Latola Litzar Chavero. But it's based on the Moshe Shemayin Latola. For the Rambam, maybe it's not based on the Moshe Shemayin Latola. It's based on the Losek Alachirish. We learn from here the Malkus of Losek Alachirish is that the punishment for Losek Alachirish is Malkus. So the Brisk Rav wants to say that that there's a Chakira Lamaskana. Here's the Chakira in the Havamina. The Chakira of the Grizz is, if you look at the Malkos of Mikalel Chavero B'Shem, according to the Rambam, it's for the Azhara of Losek Alachirish. Therefore, anything that's b'chal los kalacheresh, and we know los kalacheresh applies even to a kinoi, anything that's within los kalacheresh has to get malchus, because that's what the malchus is for. For the Ravid, he wants to say it's for the special malchus for motzi shem shamayim. Not just Lamatala, because that's only the Havmina. Special Malkus for Malkus Shem Shamayim. This is worse than Lamatala. Lamatala is for no reason. And this is for an evil reason, right? A Motzi Shem Shamayim. Litzar Chaveiro. And then he wants to say that maybe that's the 2 days in Tosfos rather than Kalachir B'Shem. It's not so clear in Tosfos whether this is Omid Maskana or not, but at least in the Havmina, Tosfos says, we call Sfeir B'Shem, and Lo Shishmar La Sos Ve'Flah Ve'Flah Ve'Azaras Ve'Hacham. What's the Azhar from Mekal Sfeir B'Shem? Lo Sekal Ocherish. Well, that seems pretty obvious, right? Inami Mehaikor Gufa from Lo Shishmar La Sos. Why does Tosfos need the Inami? So it could be Tosfos just having 2 days in the Havmina. In the Havmina, do we really have another good Azhara? I mean, it could be Tosfos 2 days. It's not really about Mekalel. They're really about Shavuos Emes Moshe Shemayim Latala. Was our Havamina. His second day is our Havamina. Was there's a good Azhara for Moshe Shemayim Latala and Los Kalacheresh. Then the Maskana is just, as Tosfos says in the Alam Aleph, it's not an Azhara before Reshes. Or it could be that maybe this is no, the only Azhar in the Havmina is Los Kalacheresh. There was never Havmina of Azhar for the other things. Oh, then why is there Havmina given Malkus? Havmina given Malkus was banned in Azhar, and that Havmina was abandoned. So the Ikar, I think, told us giving these 2 days for the Havmina. But even the Rebbe Biskarov assumes even the Maskana of these 2 days are Omid. Which again, could be, could not be. But that if you assume Tosfos is dealing with Maskana, then why does he have 2 days? The Biskarov says these 2 days in Tosfos, Machlokas, Rambam, and Raiva. This is if you assume that Tosfos is going even the Maskana. This is Tosfos' first day. The Azhar is also called a Chayrish, and the Brisker Rav says, this is Tosfos' second day. The Azhar is Los Shmor Lasos. Why do you need Azhar Los Shmor Lasos if you already have an Azhar Los Kala Chayrish? Because that's the sheet to the right. But the Malkus is not for Los Kala Chayrish. The Malkus is for Shem Shemayim, not only Batala, the Avera. But the Malkus is not for Los Kalacheresh, it's for Los Shmor Lasos. And that's why he explains the Yisod of Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Again, he's assuming that this Tosfos Kalos Kareb Shemi Nolan is even only the Maskana. But just the Chazar, the Rambam would say it's teaching you what the punishment of Los Kalacheresh is. Therefore, Misvarit applies to whatever is Machlok to Las Cheresh. And Klala Bakino is also a Klala. That's also a big Klala. If I say the Melavach and Lachin strike you dead, that's also a big Klala. If I say I wish you died, that's not a big klala. It's very nice that I wish. So that won't get me too far. I say the melapach and lochem should strike you dead. That's a big klala. So that's the Rambam. While the Ravid would say no, this has nothing to do with the law of those kalachidrish. That's just a tinsit. This is multi shem shamayim for avera. So the law of those kalachidrish, the background, it has to be for a really bad thing like those kalachidrish. But the Isser is because most Shem Shemayim, and therefore that corresponds to the second day in Tosu, says Mehai Krog Gufei. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. If you look at the, Rav Salvation has a big Chiddush. He wants to say that in the Shurim of, in Shavuos, Rav Shem Shemayim, he wants to say, no, maybe they both agree from both Shem Shemayim Latala. The Rambam just thinks it's Asher Lo Tikinoi Latala. But that's a big Chiddush. He has trouble defending it, Ayin Shah. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mishum Yosef Ben Chanina, Achmak and Truma Libikorin." My time, Yosef Ben Chanina. Amar Kram Leaschav Demacha Lo Saacher Malaya Elu Bikorin Demacha Elu Truma. How do we know Mak and Truma Libikorin is Usher? It says Leaschav Demacha Lo Saacher Malaya is Bikorin, Dema is Truma. The Amar Lo Saacher, and it says Lo Saacher. Tosfos already on the bottom of Gimel and Aleph has two deus. But it says Lo Sa'acher. But how do we know Bikurim comes before Truma? So Tosfos says 2 days. Either in the last one of Gimel and Aleph, either he says, because the Kama first Taima, Dabar Kam Leyeskam Dimacha Lo Sa'acher, Leyeskam Zubikurim Dimacha Zer Truma, Baruch Lo Sa'acher. It's clear by contrast. It's just because of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you shouldn't be Acher Malaya to Dima. He's reading Malayascha Dimacha Lo Sa'acher. Malayascha Lidimacha Lo Sa'acher. His second day is no. What does it say? It says Malaya Lo Sa'acher and Dima Lo Sa'acher. Pasuk doesn't tell you which is first. How do we know which is first? Quote the Mechalta, which Rashi also goes and points out. But Amar Chmal Lo Sa'acher was Sifri the first time Acherina Yikadmu Bikurm Shishon Dal Shemos for Rashi Maisa to come on. That maybe there is a just means don't give anything later than you should. But it doesn't yet tell us what order to give it. How do we know what order to give it? That's from a svar in the Mechilta that Bikurim obviously is more chashid than Truma. Truma obviously is more chashid than Meiser, and Meiser obviously is more chashid than Meiser Shein. Okay, so technically there are 2 ways of reading the Pasuk. Either Malayas Chal Dima Chalos Acher, don't delay the Malaya after the Dima, after the Dema, or don't delay the Malaya and don't delay the Dema. How do you know what goes first, what goes second? From an outside svar in the Mechilta. Either way, the Gemara has a lav of giving Bikurim, giving Truma before before Bikurim. Now, how does the Gemara know Malaya means Moshe? Malaya means Bikurim and Dema means Truma. Why does Malaya mean Bikurim? Anyone?
Because it's one way you're taking the whole thing.
Right, so one shot is, right, who gives that shot? Right, there are 2 basic shotim. Gershom says, because you're taking the whole thing, meaning you haven't taken anything yet. Meaning already in the word Malaya is that Bikurim comes first, right? According to Rabbi Gershom, right? Malaya means you take from it all. Everything else you take from only part of it because you've already taken off Bikurim. Okay, that's one shot.
That's only
she
doesn't mean. It's not exactly.
Okay.
It's all like very...
Okay, correct. But when it's Shaykh, when Bikurim is Shaykh, it's always the first thing. Okay, what does Rashi say Malaya means?
The fruit's better.
Right, that as soon as the fruit grows, you have to take off. L'chori tojak arlachi, he doesn't mean, some people say it's a tosofer, or it might just be a platus peh. He doesn't mean bar malach when he finishes threshing it. That's definitely not true, but Bikurim means when it finishes growing. Right, as soon as the food grows, you give Bikurim. That's Malaya. As soon as the food grows, you give Bikurim. Okay, so Malaya means Bikurim either because it means as soon as the food grows, Rashi, like as soon as there's full food on your... in your field, or because it means you take it off before you take off anything else, that is Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, the trickier part is Dimacha Elu Truma. How do we know that Dema means Truma? Especially since we're not sure what Dema means. I mean, Malaya clearly has to do with something being full. We know the word Malaya. But what does Dema mean? Right, and also we have it all over Chamleya Menei Kitvua Menei Gorm Chamleya Min Hayakim, what does Dema mean? So, what's shot in the word Dema? There are, I think, only 2 shitas as to what the word Dema means. There are many shitas as to what this drasha is. What does the word Dema mean, anyone? So, one shot is... one shot is Dema... tears, right? What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Lach.
Lach, whose shot is that? That's Tosa's shot. Tosa's lach. You should know all the Mefarshim Shana and the Chumash also say Dema Milashon Lach. Right? Them, all the Mefarshim Pshat say that. If you look, the this is Tosfos, and this is the Pashtonim Al HaTorah. Pashtanim al HaTorah all say it means Miloshim Dema. Dema is a language of liquid, and that's exactly the point. Bikurim, when do you bring them? Like Rashi says, right away you bring the fruit, right? You bring
only the fruit.
Right, you bring only the fruit. Okay, so the Achronim asked, there's all kinds of strange cases, but normal case. As opposed to Truma, when do you bring Truma? Dafka, when do you bring Truma? After the?
Processing.
After the Gemara Malacha of processing, which means that it's Dafka from the Rashis Begoncha, Tibrosh Chavi Yitzarecha, right? You bring the oil, 2/3 is liquid, right? 2 out of 3 is liquid. You bring the oil and the wine. The Malb, we go so far as to say that even in the grains, you could call it Dema. Dema means like what comes out. And therefore, you don't bring the whole shibboleth. You just bring the little seed that comes out of it.
Like gush.
Yeah. Okay. But even forgetting about that. So Dema means lach, and what it means is that Bikurim is miyad, and Truma, unlike Bikurim, Truma is given after Gemar Malacha. Okay, that is the easy pshat. That is the easy pshat. Right? Dema miloshen lach. Again, it's a bit of a stretch, I admit. Meaning, I would thought dema means tears, but obviously it's a word in the Chumash. Means something. This is a reasonable pshat. Until now, we thought dema means tears. Kamash one, dema can be more general and mean, you know, the liquid that comes out of something. Of something. The juice. Dema can also mean juice. It doesn't have to mean every liquid. It doesn't mean rain. It can mean juice, okay, because that's the tears. When you squeeze the olives, if you squeeze me, I would cry. If you squeeze the olives, they cry, and out comes the oil. Okay, what's the second shot? What's the second shot in Dema? How do Chazal use the word? What does Meduma mean in Chazal? Meduma means a mixture, a tarovis, right? Dema tarovis. It means the taroves. Oh, etymologically, how do we know that dema means taroves? The answer is we don't. I mean, sometimes words just mean something, and we don't always, they don't always have to tie into something else. Right here, if you say it means lach, it's like tears. Here it means taroves. They always talk about meduma. Meduma means the taroves of kulin and truma. Okay, so it, efshar, that it means a taroves. Right, who takes that shot?
Rashi.
And... now, Rashi and Chumash says he doesn't know. But Rashi here, there's a big debate in the Achronim, whether the Rashi and Tumor is really written by Rashi or not. Some of them want to say, here we see that it wasn't really written on Rashi, because Chumash says he didn't know, and here he says he does know. Okay, not sure if that's a big enough steer to prove that. But Chumash says he doesn't know, and Rabbi Gershom or Hagobah also say it means Miloshon Ta'aroves. The question, though, is, what does Truma have to do with... what does Truma have to do with Tarovis? So, what does Rashi say? Right, so Rashi says that, meaning if Truma is normally, if something is misarev with something else, what happens is batel, right? Batel berov even, right? Let's assume we're talking about grains of kernels of wheat, right? If I have kernels of wheat that are traitors, you know, that are, you know, shvius or something, they're batel berov. Right, if I have little kernels of bacon, they're batel berov. If I have kernels of vela, they're batel berov. Here, it's midamas, right? The Lashon Chazal. What do they want to say, right? The Mishnah Trumas, right? At the end of the first page, Harishonim damas, Vashniya ain't midamas. Truma d'oraisa is midamas, and it falls in, it asers up to 100. Truma d'rabanan is not midamas, and damai is not midamas, it doesn't aser up to 100. So Rashi says, Rashi means it's midama'as tarovto admeya. Right? It's only ola b'meya. It asers up to 100 times itself. That is Rashi. And asers up to 100 times itself. Okay, what's the problems with Rashi? What's Tosas? Kasha? Right, so there's really a lot of problems with Rashi. Number one, Tosa says, that's only a din d'rabbanan. Some of the Achronim say, that's not necessarily percha. when Hashem wrote the Torah, he knew what the Rabbanim would say later on, and it could be called Hashem Ha'asit. But still, that's a little dachuk. It's only the Rabbanim. Okay, the Gra tries to get out of that. What does the Gra say? The Gra says, where's the Gra? Here he is. Really, he thinks that you could say it means midrabanan up to 100, midaraisa up to rove. Right? But then he points out, well, kasha rashi, obi krum echad mea. He says a bigger, he says, if you want to get out of the kasha bedochuk, you can say it's midameh if it gets mixed up with other things and asers them, maybe not up to 100, but up to 50%, which is still a little peculiar. But the Gra has a bigger kasha. The Gra says, bikurim is midameya just as much as truma. Not to mention the fact that the Shittim Kubetzes asked an even stronger question in Chaf Ches. He says, Lashon Chachamim. V'gam Shem L'kurukach alo Shem Medimacha. He says, Meduma is not Lashon Mikra. It's only Lashon Chachamim. Only in Chazal they use the word Meduma. Maybe Chazal only used the word Meduma, because, you know, maybe Meduma doesn't mean mixture. Meduma means Trumadik. Why? Because the Pasuk says Medimacha. Maybe Chazal don't think, that's what he's hinting at. Maybe Chazal only took it from here. Maybe Meduma doesn't mean mixture. Meduma means Truma. But in which case, then you haven't answered the question as to why Meduma means Truma. The truth is that Rashi really has serious, serious problems. From a purely historical linguistic perspective, because Rashi assumes, what's the kasha of the Shittim Kubetzes and Chaf Ches? He says, maybe Meduma in Lashon Chazal is not Lashon Taroves, but Lashon Truma. And if Meduma is Lashon Truma, then it doesn't answer the question as to why Truma is called Meduma. Maybe Chazal call a mixture of Truma and Meduma because it has Truma in it, and Truma is called Demacha. But that doesn't tell us why Truma is called Demacha. That's just an effect of Truma being called Demacha. And the truth is that the Chokrim point out that, I'm sure this is in the Achronim as well, that Rashi will have a very tough problem with the Mishnah in Olos, which says, someone who takes dirt out of a tame yard can still eat his truma, but someone who is excavating a building that collapsed on someone who killed them cannot eat their truma. Meaning, one guy is tar, the other guy is tame. In the Mishnah Olos Perkazayim, Mishnah Dalid, dimo just seems to mean truma, not taroves. Why are they talking about whether you can eat tarobas? They're just talking about whether you can eat truma or not, whether you're tamei nes or not. So it seems like the Shittim Kubetzes is right. Raya is the Mishnah in Ohalos, Tes Zayin Dalit, where the word dimo means truma and not tarobas. In which case, dimo never was a lashon of his arabus in the first place. The only reason we call the tarobas of truma that meduma is because of the truma, not because of the tarobas. And if dimma just means truma, then it still begs the question, why does dimma need truma? And you're going to have to go to Tosfos. So Lamaisa Rashi has a lot of strong kashas against him. Lamaisa Rashi has tons and tons of strong kashas against him. A, it's not so pasha that meduma and Lashon Chazal means tarobas anyway. Maybe it's just a Lashon of truma. And even if it does mean tarobas, why does truma have any more chomers in tarobas than bikurim? And even if it does mean tarobas, mida oraisa, truma is batel barov. And don't give me that, the Gra does the best he can with Rashi. He says, it's lots of a rove, but it still makes the tarobas usher until rove. So does everything in the world. Like, that doesn't prove anything. So Rashi is in trouble. What does Rene Gershom say? Rene Gershom continues along his train of thought. What does Rene Gershom say? Bikurim is Valeix, it's the first thing you took when it was full. Okay, so Truma is called Demacha, because it's the second thing you take. Why is it the second thing you take? Why is Demacha mean the second thing you take? So Rabbeinu Gershom says that it's Nikach mi taroves, not a taroves, a mixture, but taroves, well, let me read it inside, because it's a little hard to explain. What does he say? He says, "Shenit lamina dimua me'ach sheish ben chulin shall be kurban tevel shall truma." Not a little tarubis. Me ma'amad mi'urav shall chulin debikurim v'tevel detruma. Meaning, it has a mixed status. Before I take off truma, what I have has a mixed status. On the one hand, it's chulin mitzad bikurim, because the bikurim were taken. On the other hand, it's tevel mitzad truma, because the truma wasn't taken. So as opposed to the bikurim comes from aleya, from the full, pristine thing. The truma comes from a mixture when I've already taken off some matanos. I've taken off part of my matanos and haven't taken off the rest of my matanos. That's the lashon his arvus dimua, that it's like half matukan, half not matukan. So it's the malaya, which is from something that's in the pure, pristine state that came from nature. Here, it's not in the natural state. It's half matukan, half not matukan. Okay, the Rebbe of Gershom gets out of some of the kashas on Rashi, but still it's a bit of an awkward pirush. The question is, can we defend Rashi or something similar to Rashi? And again, can I defend Rashi against the Shidu Gebetzis' Taina? No. But can I defend Rashi against the... this will have to leave it sorry. And this is works for Rebbeinu Gershom. For Rebbeinu Gershom, he's talking about the Din D'oraisa. The Din D'oraisa that Truma comes in the middle of taking off Matanos, when it's an in-between status. That's a Din D'oraisa. And Truma is different from Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't come from an in-between Chefza. Truma comes from an in-between Chefza. The question is, can you say anything else? So, can anyone think of another way to explain how Truma is Dimua Miloshim Taroves? You know, I guess you could answer that Shinvis is Lav Davka. Sarach Lomar, Sheha Mishnah, the Ovalos, Lav Davka. All right, you can always answer the Mishnah Ovalos, Lav Davka. Fine. Anyone have another shot as to Dimua Miloshim Taroves?
No one?
In what way is Truma more of a tarovis than Bikurim?
Because Bikurim, you decide before which is the Bikurim, but for Truma, it all has a status of like in between until you decide which one is the Truma.
Okay, what do you mean? Say that much more clearly. For Bikurim, you decide before what's the Bikurim. What if you don't decide what's the Bikurim? What if you don't decide what's
then
the Bikurim?
None of it is considered Bikurim until you... like. None
what
of
is it not?
It's not Tevel.
It's not Tevel. Bikurim is not tovel, right? Meaning, if I eat bikurim, I'm chayim misa b'dei shemayim, right? I have it's kadosh. I don't mean everyone. I mean me. If I eat bikurim, I'm chayim misa b'dei shemayim. If I eat b'shogei, I have to be terem b'chomish, etc. I have to be, you know, tahor, etc. What if I eat my tvul without being mafresh bikurim? I haven't done anything wrong. Meaning, if I'm not mafresh bikurim, I'm obviously not doing the amvatal they say bikurim, right? But there's no aveira to eat food that hasn't bikurim taken off. There's no iser tevel on bikurim. There is an iser tevel on truma, right? So maybe Tani's suggesting, where did you get that idea from? From the Sfas Emes. What does Sfas Emes say? That's what Malaya is, because you give from when it's all there. Right? That's like Renegershim. Truma, Shinot Mitoch HaKupva, Kri Nikr Demacha. She'ein Chela Gavo Miyuch HaPnei Atzvo. V'shov Ramalishik. Okay, I'm not sure if that's exactly what Renegershim means. But Ein Chela Gavo Miyuch HaPnei Atzvo. What is the difference? In Bikurim, the Chela Gavo is Miyuch HaPnei Atzvo. In Bikurim, there's no chelik avoa that's miyuchad. What do you mean there's no chelik avoa that's miyuchad? Meaning, I know, I'm reading a little bit. In Bikurim, there's also no chelik avoa that's miyuchad. Things gross. How do I know what's chelik avoa? I say it's chelik avoa. So truma, how do I know what's chelik avoa? I say it's chelik avoa. What's the difference? I think what he means, the difference is this. In Bikurim, there's a chelik avoa. First of all, it's miyuchad. It's supposed to be what comes first to Hashem, right? I give what comes first to Hashem, and the rest I keep for myself. In Truma, I just have to give some of it to Hashem. How is that a Lashon Dimua? Because the part I have to give to Hashem is mixed in with the part I have to keep for myself. In Bikurim, there's the Bikurim I give to Hashem, there's the part I keep for myself, and they're not mixed with each other at all.
Isn't something Bikurim the Etzem because it grew first?
No, I have to be makdish it, to be correct. I have to put a gumi, correct.
But I'm saying,
In Yoni Parsha Shavua Agav, what does the Mishnah say in Bikurim? Ra'a. Right? Ra'a. How do you give Bikurim? Anyone? We should do a little Parsha Shavua. Right? No? The Mishnah Bikurim says, how do you give Bikurim? Just one tiny drop, if I can find the... Kesha Mafrish and Bikurim. Yorah doesn't tell Sadeh Avroah, Te'ena Shebichra, Eshkol Shebichra, Rimon Shebichra. You find a Te'ena, a Rimon, or an Eshkol of grapes. How many Minim are there that you give Bikurim from? Why does the Mishnah only say three? Why only Te'enim, Rimonim, and Eshkol? Lam Davka, could be. No one has a better answer? Parsha Shavua, right? What's the point of Bikurim? That you say how great the land that Hashem gave us is, right? You thank Hashem for the land. What did the Meraglim bring back? An Eshkol and Avim, Te'enim and Rimonim, and they said the land was bad. We attack the fate of the Meraglim. We have to take the same things they took and say the land was good. That's why the Mishnah used those three examples, because to remind us that part of Bikurim is we attack the fate of the Meraglim, which is always a good thing to do this time of the year, even though we're not Zofa to Bikurim yet, and that's enough for Parsha Shavua. But, back to Bikurim. So let's see what the Sfas Emes says. What the Sfas Emes says is that, if I understand him correctly, he says, Truma, unlike Bikurim, is mixed with your Chela. The Bikurim is, the first things you put a Gemi on them, the Bikurim is different from yours. The truma is mixed in with your chela. That's the dimua. The truma is mixed in with your chela. Yes.
Isn't the first one that is bicher? Isn't that truma be'etzem? Isn't that bikurim be'etzem?
No, it's not bikurim be'etzem until your mafshim is bikurim. If I would not say harizim bikurim and eat it, I would not buy a little off.
I'm saying, can you be mafish the second one that goes as bikurim?
Pashas, yes. Pashas b'di'evit, yes. I mean, let's say I mix them all together. I can give any of them as bikurim. B'di'evit. So then truma is, so what he says in Lashon dimuas taroves, not like Rashi, it means if the truma mixes in with something afterwards, taroves, not taroves after. Rashi says taroves post hafresha, right? He says no. The Sfas Emes says it's talking about taroves pre hafresha. The truma is mixed in with my tefua pre hafrasha, and that is a din d'oraisa, right? It's a din d'oraisa. The truma is mixed in with my tefua, and it's different from bikurim. Bikurim is, I'm not talking about some weird b'di'evit situations. Bikurim is fundamentally a different fruit. Truma is mixed in with my Truma is mixed in with my tefura. And that's what it means. She'ein chela gavoh miyuchah b'fnei atzmo. It's all mixed in. I think that's a much nicer, if you're going to assume, if you're going to say the mission, oh, los lav dafka, and dimua is not loshen truma, dimua is loshen hisarvus, then what's the hisarvus? The hisarvus is pashut. Bikurim is not ma'uruv with the rest of my fruits. I tie a string around it. Truma is ma'uruv with... The whole point of truma is that it's ma'urav with the rest of my fruits. This brings up a famous chakira that the Rav Yosef Engel declares. That's what you do with chakira. Brings up in the Aspen d'Oraisa. He asks, "What is tevel? Is tevel a separate iser, or is tevel truma mixed in? Meaning, is the truma mixed in before you take it and you're mevarer it, or you have to give truma?" Right, so is truma a new thing you give, and then the iser tevel goes away, and the iser truma comes, or is the truma there all the time? You just have to separate the truma. That's a fascinating chakira. Let me just point out this because I want to tie that into something in a moment as well. This chakira of the Aspen d'Oraisa. Lo mashenah, lo nora. The Aspen d'Oraisa Kval Beis. He has a few chakiras there. So this chakira is there truma? Is it that tevel equals taroves truma v'chulin and hafrasha equals separating the two parts, right? Or, meaning, is there truma all along? It's just mixed in? Or, no. Is it that tevel equals a different iser? And hafrasha is creating truma, like hektish. What does hektish mean? It used to be chulin, and now it's hektish, like hektish. So is the truma always there? And that's what's wrong with tevel. Is the truma always there? I just have to mevarer it. Or is the truma not there at all? Tevel is a separate issue. The truma is not there at all. I have to create the truma by being makdish it. That's the chakira of Rav Yosef Engel. I think that the Sfas Emes, this pshat in our sugya, works well for the first pshat in Rav Yosef Engel. And he actually likes the tzad. He brings a lot of rayas for the tzad, and it seems to be a. Is that what does meduma mean? Meduma means, why is truma called dema? Because mida oraisa, truma is mixed in. Bikurim is not mixed in. Truma is mixed into my produce. When I stop grow produce and I do the gemar melacha, I have a mixture of truma and chulin. Oh, we call it tevel. We don't call it a mixture, because that's the nature of tevel. Tevel is a mixture of chulin and truma. He even quotes Aran in Nidarm Daf Peidal and Beis, who says, why isn't the truma batel in tevel? Why isn't tevel butter? Because the truma is batel, because it's only the miyut. So he answers, since the Torah told you to be mafreshit, it can't be batel. But clearly, the havamina, it sounds like a silly havamina almost. And it is a silly havamina in a practical sense. But in a conceptual sense, I think what he's saying is that the truma is there all along. We just have to mevarer it. But it's there all along. And that's exactly what Sfas Emes is saying. And this is also Rashi and Chagiga. Rashi and Chagiga says, from the Makoros saw it, that what does meduma mean? He says, the Gemara there says, truma has dimua. What does it mean, truma has dimua? Ah, that it's tevel until you're mafreshit. Rashi says, dimua means iser tevel. And that's exactly the Rashi and Chagiga. Says the word dimiduma means iser tevel. He doesn't think the word meduma always means iser tevel. Obviously, sometimes it means your mafresh a truma and then it falls into your barrel of chulin. But at least in chagiga chafhei, it means iser tevel. Why? Because the iser tevel is a kind of dimua. It's a mixture of chulin with truma. It's not that it's usher eat things you haven't been. It's usher eat things you didn't do a mitzvah on. Then you do a mitzvah of creating truma. No, it's that it's usher to eat because it has the truma inside. Once you take the truma out, it's much to eat the part that's not truma. And it, maybe you could say, although this is a stretch, that's what Rashi here means also, to rescue him from the kashas. What does Rashi here mean? Although I admit it is a stretch. Maybe Rashi here also means, based on what he said in Chagiga and similar to the Sfas Emes. What does he mean? He means truma has an iser tevel. Truma midoraisa is mixed in. What does he say? He says if it falls in afterwards, then it's asar admeya. But this is what, it's a stretch. Anyone tell me why truma asar admeya? Why the Chazal goes to the truma asar admeya? Anyone? Why did Chazal pick meya? So the Gemara says, why does truma asar admeya mid rabbanan? Because because Trumas Meiser is 1 in 100, right? Meiser and Meiser. And it's usher to eat without Trumas Meiser, which shows that Truma Aser is up to 1 in 100. That's where they got it from, Ke'in Doraisa Tikkun. And what does that mean? That means that it could be the Din Durabon of Dimua at 100 is just a extension of the Din Doraisa of Dimua B'Tevel. So this is going to be a little Dachot, but maybe B'Dochak, you can say that Rashi meant that dimua dirabanan is an extension of dimua deoraisa, which means the Isser Tevel, the fact that it's all mixed in and it's usher to eat until you take off. And when Rashi says here, Truma is called Dema because it's Medameir Asher's Tarobes, he doesn't mean it's called Dema because of what the Rabbanim are going to be gozer, especially since the Rabbanim were gozer the same thing on Bikurim. He means it's called Dema because it fundamentally Asher's its Tarobes when it's Tevel. And Rabbanim extended that to even Asher Tarobes, not Tevel, if you just mix Kulin and Truma after the Hafrasha. And he brought the Rabbanim, because that's where we find the Lashon Dimua and Shas. What he meant is, the Rabbanim is Megala, that that's the nature of Truma Daraisa. Anyway, the Rabbanim are only goes with this because Truma is the kind of thing that Asher Tarobes pre-Hafrasha. And maybe the Dochak, I admit this is Dochak, you can say Rashi really meant like the Sfas Emes, that Truma, they were only gozer Dimua post-Hafrasha, as an extension of the Daraisa Dimua pre-Hafrasha, and that's why they got the Shir of Echad Memea from Truma's Meiser pre-Hafrasha. From Truma's Meiser pre-Hafrasha. Maybe Dochak, you say Rashi means that, and then he'd be Lishitas in Chagiga, and you would be able to answer two of the three Kashas on him. But I admit that's reading a lot into Rashi. But in any case, whether you read this into Rashi or not, I think this Fasem is a very nice shot. He just has to assume, like one side of Yosef Engel's Chakira, that the Truma is there before your Mafreshit, and not that it's created Yesh Me'ayin, not that it's created Yesh Me'ayin later. It's not that you created Yesh Me'ayin, it's just your Revara, it's there all along. Now I think this is going to tie into something later in the Sugya, so let's just read one or two more lines of the Gemara. I think. You'll tell me if I'm wrong. Says the Gemara. Itmar hittim trum mikurim Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Chadamar Lokim Chadamar Eino Lokim Tistayim Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Midomar Lokim Midomar Rechus Rechanina Maktim trum mikurim. Sounds like he holds Lokim. That's Pashut out of the Brisa. And Rabbi Stein Rabbi Elazar Midomar Lokim Disnan Hayu Lefana Shtekha Kola Shal Tev Elvi Amar Mai Shal Zo Bezo or Rishon Museris Shal. So if you have two baskets, let's call them A and B. You say that the Meisers of A are in B. Agav, why Meiser? Why not Truma? Why Meiser? Why not Truma? So Tosfos is talking about Demai. The Sfasamus points out that most Rishonim disagree. They're Medayik from the Mishnah in Demai, even though it's in Maseches Demai, that this part is not talking about Demai, it's talking about Vadai. The Rambam says, no, it's talking about Vadai Tevel. Well, hold on. We have to read another line to figure out why. Let's read on. So if you say the Meisers of if A are in B, then the Meisers of A are in B, and A is Ma'usar. Okay, let's shall zo bezo v'shel zo bezo. If I say the Meisers of A is in B and the Meisers of B is in A, Rishon Ma'useris, Meisers of A is in B, A is Ma'usar. But now A is Potter already. You can't make something that was already Potter into Meiser, so you can't make the Meisers of B and A. Shnei A and Ma'useris, Meisers of A and Meisers of B. What if I say it simultaneously? The Meisers of I don't say A is in B and B is in A. I say they're each in each other. Then takitz chal kara es hashem. Then it's a valid kriya shem, and the ma'aser each one is in the other one. The itmar Rav Elazar reloka. They should hate the ma'aser shem. They should follow ma'aser rishis b'chaver. Rav Elazar says you loka. Because why you loka? L'chori is talking about the first two cases. You're loka because when I say the ma'asers of A are in B, that means all the ma'asers, even the ma'aser shem of A is in B. So now, I've been mafresh Meiser Sheni from B before I was mafresh its own Meiser Rishon. Meaning I made B Meiser Sheni of A before I took off the Meiser Rishon for itself. So I've been mafresh Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon, and therefore I am Loke. Okay, to Stein. So that proves that Rabbi Elazar holds his life, but who's that he's Loke. Okay, Eller, Yosef Nini, Rabbi Loke, Lemikashka, Yosef Nini, Rabbi Yosef Hanina. Well, Rabbi Yosef Yochanan proved. Okay, we'll get to. We say, ah, isn't that a steward or a rice? No, Rabbi Yosef Yochanan really means af, but in truly the current ain't loke. Okay, now, first of all, what are we talking about? Demai or Vadai? Tosa says Demai. What's his main raya? That there's no Truma. Right? So remember, Demai only applies to Meister because everyone took up Truma in the old days. What's the raya of the Sfas Emes and the Rambam, the other Rishon, the Soyan Vadai? What raya would you bring from our Gemara, the Soyan Vadai, not Demai? It doesn't say. It does say Tevel. That's true. That's the first right. It says Tevel. Tevel's the opposite of Demai. And what does the real other say? Loke. Would you be Loke for Demai? You don't get Malchus for Demai. Demai is only a light Zera Drabana. It's a cow Zera Drabana. Not even a regular Zera Drabana. Right? Okay. So Tosh says Tevel is Lavdavka and Loke is Lavdavka. Means Loke in a Doraisa case. And Tevel means light Tevel Demai. And the Rambam says it's talking about, and all the Mefarshim of the Mishnah say it's talking about Vadai. Oh, why doesn't it say Truma? So, anyone with us during the year can answer that question? Everyone but Tani should be able to answer that question. Why doesn't it say Truma? It's talking about Vade Tevel? No? No one paid attention in Bava Metzia? Okay, everyone fails. Why doesn't it say Truma? So what did we learn? Right, remember we had the same question about Metzia? Right? What happened to Truma? Right, in the boat? Right, remember the boat? Right, what happened to Truma? So what was the simplest shot answer? And everyone takes Truma at the beginning in the field before they bring it home. Right? Truma, since it's very easy to take, you know, to measure, they all take E'eshel Gorsh Teyaker before Nitla Truma. So, right? So that's the Rambam says. He's talking about Tevel that you already took off Truma. Why would it talk about that? Because usually people take off Truma chip-chock right away as soon as they finish threshing and worry about the Maestros later. That was the Minhag HaOlam. Okay, so that's the...
What about Loka?
What?
What about Loka?
No, so it's Tevel Banai. Ah, why are you loke? Because you're mocked in Meister Shani, you're mocked in Meister Rishon, and the Farshim here assume, say, we can learn it's lav davka, maleacha v'dimacha truma, that the truth is, all the pshat v'dimacha apply to Meister also, Rashi says. If it means liquid, after bar melacha, Meister comes after bar melacha, if it means tevel, then, and the pshat emesis pshat works for Meister, the Tosos' shot works for Meiser. The Rabbi Gershom's shot works for Meiser. Rashi's shot is a little tricky for Meiser, but you have to say that you have to say that we learn a binyan av, just like it's also to be because Yeshua Chal Dimua Yeshua Torah's Truma. He says Torah's Truma is still Bechlal. And Rashi says either his first shot is after all Meiser Rishon is involved, Meiser Rishon ties into Truma because Truma's Meiser. Okay, so it's Bechalal. Fine. Now let me ask you a simple question. Fine. Now we know it's either Tumai or it's Vadai. Fine. What kind of Hafrasha is this? Shalzo bezo. Is that the normal way we're Mafresh? What do we normally Mafresh? We say this is the Meiser of that, right? I can say. From this basket of the Meister of this basket, I can say, on the side of this basket of the Meister of this basket. But what's unique about this weird kind of Afrasha? I'm not saying what the Meister is, I'm just saying, what big thing has the Meister inside, right? So, what kind of Afrasha is this? What bichlal am I doing here? Just posh of shot. How is this Afrasha? What kind of Afrasha am I doing here? Right? Where is... the Afrasha, right? I didn't say what it is, I just said where it is in general. Right? So where's that frusha here? So what does Rashi say? Breger. Rashi says Breger. He doesn't say the word Breger. He says just like the previous Mishnah in Demai. Now, why is Rashi not Dochuk? Because it is the Mishnah, two Mishnahis or three Mishnahis ago in Demai. Says, this is that frusha I think Breger, just like you buy wine from the Kutim, what do you say? Now, the two Lugim that I will identify later are Truma L'Afreya now. And the 10 Lugan that identify there are Meiser, Lemafreya, now, etc., etc. That's called Greira. I'm Mafresh now. I'm Mivarer later, and it's Chal retroactively. So Rashi sounds like, Rashi definitely sounds like, that it is, he is Mafresh Miyad, Al Yidei, Greira, retroactive clarification. What does he mean? He says Shalzo Bezo. He doesn't mean Shalzo Bezo. He doesn't mean the Meiser basket A is in B. What he means is the Meiser basket A is whatever proper number of bushels from basket B I'm going to identify later. And Shalzo Bezo means Haray, X, Sa'ah, Sha'ani. Or I don't know how many colors that many saw. Maybe it has some kavim. X kavim shani osid lehafresh mi kalkala hashniya he meiser hashta al kalkala rishona. And that's also the reason I say what I'm saying is it's chal right away, al yidei breira, and this would have to be which manda amar? The manda amar. Which manda amar would have to be talking here?
Yesh breira.
Okay, not such a crazy thing, right? There's just I don't remember the count of the tanar, but there's a lot of tanar on both sides, right? And V'azil, commander Amar Yesh Breira. Does Rashi explicate all this? No, he doesn't explicate all this. He just compares it to the previous Mishnah Meichel v'Shos Miyad. He compares it to a Mishnah that explicates all this. So Rashi's just telling us, it's just like the other Mishnah, which is Ayidei Breira, Givaldik. Okay. Okay, now the only problem is the Rambam. Now, if you notice the Rambam has multiple problems. The Rambam actually has a plethora of problems. The Rambam is exceedingly difficult. I'm not going to solve all the problems of the Rambam. I just want to see what's shot in the Gemara. What does it mean, Shalzo Bazo? First of all, can the Rambam be saying that it's based on Breira? Because the Rambam paskins in that same perek, Ein Breira, right? So first of all, it can't be Breira. So, right, the Rambam, why do I know he's not like Rashi? He's not Rashi because, right, he holds Ein Breira. Not just he holds Ein Breira somewhere. He holds Ein Breira in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Meiser. Not only that, what's his lashon? Misha, you find him shnei kol kol shel tel shnei shrosh and vesh shel zayin shem guzeres. Amar, etc. etc. Amar Meiser shnei kol kol shel Meiser lach mehem kavu kamirta. What about the seifa? When I say each one is in the other, kara shem ukvar kavu Meiser seim bahem motzia Meiser shelahem ben yochel hotzia lei Meiser simakam acher. In case of Meiser run. Motzi, etc. So, you know what? I will. I'll let that go. I'll keep my first. It doesn't seem to be based on Breira. Okay. And what's the lashon? Shari kava masros of bashnia. He was koveya the masros in the shnia, right? He was koveya the masros in the shnia. So it's not based on Breira because he holds Ein Breira. So what is it based on? So, Karashem. What does Karashem mean? Right? There's a machlokes chacham, Reb Shimon chacham. If I just say the maestros of this, the true of this tree is inside it, is that Karashem or not? It doesn't mean it's hafrasha. What the if there's no Breira, how can there be a frasha? If there's no Breira, how can that frasha be chal? So, what do you have to say for the Rambam? You must say for the Rambam that there is no hafrasha now. If there's no hafrasha now, then what is there? Just kriya chain. Just kava masro seha bashnia. Just kriya chain of kava masro seha bashnia. Meaning, what has happened according to the Rambam? Right? The Gris points out the Rambam's different than Rashi. It's that there is no hafrashas meiser yet, but you have established that the meiser of kalkala aleph is in kalkala bet.
You don't say where?
No, you don't say where in kalkala bet. That's the point. Is somewhere in Kalkala Bet. Now, fine. There's a Mishnah Trumos about being Kovei Hashem. You know what? I didn't want to put it on the court. The Mishnah Trumos has a whole machlokes Tanarim, hold the Achronim Dan exactly in what circumstances can you and can't you. Can you be Kovei that the Truma of this is in a certain place? But what does the Rambam add? The Chiddush of the Rambam and two Chiddush of the Rambam. One is that, which we're not getting into now because we're not learning Trumos. There's such thing as being Kovei, the Meiser of something is in a certain general place. That's a small Chiddush. Right? Small chiddush is that you can be koveya a general place for meiser. What's the big chiddush? Not that you can be koveya a general place for meiser, but once you were koveya a general place for meiser, what happens? Exactly! The big chiddush is that, and this has no mucker in the Mishnayis. This Mishnayis and Trumos about Kovei a general place. The big chiddush is that once you have done so, you can eat the rest even before an actual hafrasha. That's the crazy chiddush of the Rambam. I'm not even getting into the other kashya of the Rambam, which I know I can't answer, that I've seen the Achronim Sish Gris bring up. The big chiddush of the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? Harishonim Useris. I can eat the first one. Even though I wasn't Mafresh Meiser, I just clarified where the Meiser would be. Is that not a crazy chiddush? I haven't Mafresh the Meiser, I just clarified where it would be and I can still eat it? That's the big chiddush of the Rambam, and that has no Mafer Mafurish and Mishnayis. This and the Mafer Mafurish and Machlokis and Mishnayis, and if you look at the Chron on the Rambam, they get into all the details. This has no Mafer Mafurish. Now, this is what I want to end with. What's the Svara? Why can I eat it if I haven't been Mafresh yet? According to Rashi, that Frasha was Chal. So of course I can eat it. I just have to be on Vara and Mafreya. That's Yesh Breira. According to the Rambam, there's no Hafrasha yet. Why can I eat it? According to the Rambam, there's no Hafrasha. Why can I eat it?
It's there.
This is based on the Asvin Doraisa. That's what you want to say, Ellie?
Yeah.
I think from this Rambam, I haven't seen anyone make this Ha'ara. But that doesn't mean it's not true. That just means I haven't looked in enough books. I think that ties into the first side of the Asvin Doraisa. I mean, what's the Isser Tevel? If the Isser Tevel is to eat before Hafrasha, then you're still in trouble. If the Isser Tevel is because there's Meiser there, I mean, Truma Meiser, same thing, Bikurban's different, right? Then what do I have to do? I don't have to be Mafrish and Remach to the Tevel. I just have to show where the Meiser is and where the Meiser isn't. I just have to be Mavara halfway. Even if I don't show which is Meiser, which is Chulin, I'd say, you know what? This is Chulin, and this is part Chulin, part Meiser. Then now I can eat it, because to be Mach to the Tevel, I don't mean Hafrasha. Hafrasha is, again, if Tevel is a different Isser of eating before Hafrasha, and Hafrasha was creating Meiser, then saying it's going to be in this Kree, mine might not be Chal. But it certainly is not Matur the rest. But if the Isser Tevel is Davka to the Tarovis, what I've done is I've separated out the Tarovis onto one side. It's like if I have a pile, right, of like, you know, oranges and apples. So what can I do? I can clean up half of it as all oranges, and the other half is the oranges and apples, right? I can do that. I mean, it's a Chiddush, but it's not so crazy. If I have, you know, food with dirt, I can clean up and just put half the food on the side, and the other half is still food with dirt, and I can eat the clean half. Oh, I haven't taken out all the, well, here it's not dirt, Chas V'Shalom. I haven't taken, doesn't matter, right? I mean, think about it. If I, just great example, right? If I had real Hektish, I had Hektish grapes and regular figs, all mixed. I can clean out half the figs and eat those half figs, even though the other half is figs mixed with grapes. I cleaned it out. I think from this Rambam, even though I haven't seen the Achronim make this Ha'ara, is a great Raya for the Asvin Doraisa, and it's really the only real Raya for the Asvin Doraisa, because it's not just a cute Lashon, it's an actual Halacha. All the Rayas the Asvin Doraisa brings are from the way people express themselves, from words, not from actual Halachic Nafkaminas. This is the best Raya for the Asvin Doraisa, because it's a Halachic Nafkamina. I haven't been Mafresh yet, I don't have Meiser yet, but I can eat the rest. Why? Because I always have Meiser, I just need to know where it is, where it isn't. I don't know where it is, as long as I know where it isn't, then I can eat it. So I think this Rambam only makes sense to the Asvin Doraisa, and that ties everything together. It's not in basket A, it's all in basket B. That's what I just said. I just said the Meiser basket A is in B. So it's not in A anymore, it's somewhere in B. Okay, so I think that's a big rise for the Asvin Doraisa. The other kashas of the Rambam are really too difficult for me to solve, and we'll have to leave them and pick up with the Vdalad and Beis, Amir Tzor Shem, next time. Okay, next Monday, some of the guys, here, Tani. Talk.